Module 6, Wrapping It All Up. In the last module, your goal was to get your employee participating in the coaching process by identifying action steps together. It is time now to solidify what has been said and established as action steps, or simply stated, wrapping it all up. In this module, you are going to learn how to finalize your employee's plan in a way that motivates them to take action immediately. Wrapping up the coaching session is the final component, or the W, in the GROW model to coaching. This step is crucial because it should set things into motion quickly, which is your goal. Let us see how. Creating the final plan. When creating a development plan, there must be consistent steps outlined, allowing your employee the opportunity to learn, apply, measure, and assess their development. The LAMA process is designed to approach the planning activity in a consistent and efficient manner. Each component of the LAMA process is time-sensitive and is anchored by your overall SMART goal, meaning the entire process should be complete by the goal day you set. Here is the breakdown of LAMA and a description of each of the components. Learn. Some form of learning should take place. It could be a variety of activities. Mentoring with a peer, reading a book, taking a course are some examples of learning opportunities you may implement. Apply. Implement what was learned soon after learning is completed. Measure. Agree on a method of measuring when and how the new learning is used on the job. You can perform observations or have your employee track it on a worksheet you developed. The idea is to monitor the use of the new knowledge. Assess. Review the impact of the new skill and the performance metric being improved. Any success should be attributed to the new skill and encouraged. As mentioned earlier, each component must have a start and an end date. The assessment date should correspond to the SMART goal date. If your SMART goal timeframe is greater than 30 days, you should plan more assessment dates and coach according to the performance results. Since you now have a basic idea how to create that final plan, let us look at how to determine the first step. Identifying the first step. The first step to any development activity is to learn. Allowing the employees to learn something new is essential to their overall development. There are many benefits to making learning a deliberate practice in coaching process. Here is a summary of benefits. Employee feels valued with the investment you are making in them. You demonstrate that you care, which helps to foster a better working relationship. You give a chance for a role model to become a mentor to your employee. New skills learned could be shared with other employees. Now you understand some of the benefits to learning. Let us look at ways you are able to motivate your employee. Getting motivated. Motivating your employees is an essential part of coaching. Many times motivating by money alone is not enough. Employees prefer to have a great working environment and a good relationship with their manager. It's the manager's job to create this environment. Here is a helpful way to create the supportive and motivating environment your employees need to thrive. This process is called the 5 B's. Now, this process requires you to rethink the way you manage. If you find yourself challenged by this topic, seek out additional resources that will help you develop the skills and behaviors necessary to foster a motivating atmosphere. The 5 B's are the following. Be consistent in your coaching. Coaching all of your employees. Do not reserve coaching for only your problem employees. Be respectful with your employees. Being a manager does not give you the ability to insult or berate your employees. Be caring and watch your employees' behavior for signs of personal issues. The goal is to guide them when they are experiencing problems both in and outside of work. Of course, you are not going to get personally involved, but you want to lend an empathetic ear and guide them to resources that may help them. Be flexible. Case study. Aaron was an office worker for a paper sales company. He had been nearly stagnant until his coach Wendy came along. After the identification of the problem and a collaborated plan of action, Aaron was nearly ready. Wendy first made sure he had learned to better organize, and then she finalized the plan with a call to action. Aaron had specific goals and deadlines he needed to adhere to, so he began working to meet those goals immediately. After a follow-up assessment, Wendy determined that Aaron had shown substantial improvement and made sure to congratulate him.